From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The British lead the way in saying a Russian plane may have intentionally been brought down in the Sinai Desert. The British Prime Minister David Cameron declared Thursday it was more likely than not that a bomb brought down a Metrojet flight packed with Russian vacationers, a scenario that Russian and Egyptian officials dismissed as premature speculation.
We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb. Now, if that turns out to be the case, and even before we have that confirmed, of course we'll look at all of the implications, because my job is to keep British people safe wherever they are in the world.
Cameron said he had grounded all British flights to and from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula because of intelligence and information indicating that a bomb was the likely culprit in the crash Saturday that killed all 224 people on board. The move stranded thousands of British tourists at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. Cameron said he had every sympathy with the Egyptians, who rely heavily on tourism, but added that he had to put the safety of the British people first. Later, Cameron and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke about the crash in a telephone call. The head of Russia's Air Force said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect the Russian planes that have been conducting airstrikes there since the end of September. In Syria, the Russian Interfax news agency says the Russian Defense Ministry says its Air Force destroyed an Islamic base near Damascus. This is VOA News.